In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Did you ever notice on certain icons this large almond-shaped halo in the background? It's blue and white, a radiant color, a heavenly color. There's one on the resurrection icon I have here. There's another one on the banner up there. There's one on the Dormition icon over there by those windows. There's another one on the Transfiguration icon. What is this almond-shaped symbol, and why does it appear on certain icons? What does it mean? Well, the symbol is called a mandorla, and it's the shape that forms when you have two overlapping circles. It's like a Venn diagram. You see, you can take two circles and you put them together, right? In the middle, you get this almond-shaped center. And you can even make one with this mandorla with your fingers if you want. And in the icons, the two circles that form this almond shape are heaven and earth. One circle is heaven, one circle is earth. And so the mandorla is the intersection where heaven and earth are united. The two uniting circles are the divine and creation. They are God and humanity. They are the spiritual and the physical of life and death, like we see in the Pascha icon. And certain grace-filled events take place in the intersection, in the overlap of God and creation, when the divine perfection is united with our broken humanity. It's the Venn diagram where heaven and earth meet and mingle. So I'd like to take this symbol from iconography, this mandorla, and see if we can recognize it in today's gospel story. In the story we just heard, there are two processions. First, there is a funeral procession coming out of the city of Nain. A dead boy is being carried in an open casket by a crowd of mourners. He was the only son of his mother, and we heard that she's a widow. So she's already lost her husband, and horror of all tragedies, she loses her boy. Her only son dies, her child. And a large crowd of mourners accompanies her, carrying the boy in this open casket out of the city to the cemetery. So the funeral procession coming out of the city represents one of these circles, the earthly, the broken. It's the circle in which there is sickness and tragedy, grief and pain, darkness and worry, and of course, death. These are all represented by this procession leaving the city, this funeral going out to the cemetery. Now, as this procession is going out of the city, there's a second procession coming into the city. And the second procession, it said in our gospel reading, also consisted of a large crowd and also consisted of a mother's only son. But instead of escorting a dead boy who is his mother's only son, this second procession is escorting Jesus, his mother's only son, who is the giver of life. And this procession with Jesus represents the other circle coming in the other way. If the circle coming out of the city represents earth, the circle entering the city represents heaven. And this circle is the divine. It is the sacred. It is the healing. It is the life-giving. It is the eternal. And these two processions, these two circles, there's one coming out of the city, and there's one going in the city, and they meet at the city gate. And they stop. Because, of course, they run into each other. You can picture it. You have this joyful procession coming into the city. Jesus had just healed a centurion's servant from a distance, and everyone's celebrating. They're loud, they're joyful, they're giddy, they're boisterous. And then you have this horrible, somber, mournful, dark, as tragic can be, coming out of the city. And they meet head to head at the gate, and they both stop. Talk about a deeply uncomfortable situation. These two processions, these two circles, could not be more different. It's like a rainbow of colors and confetti coming in like a parade, and then you have the silent depth of the blackest of black. And they meet and they come to a stop right at the gate of the city of Nain. And in that moment, Jesus does something extraordinary. First, Jesus sends words from one circle to the other. They've met at the gate, and Jesus launches words across from one circle to the other. He says to the mother of the dead boy, Jesus says, "Do not weep. Do not weep." Jesus sends words first. Words from the circle of heaven cross over to the circle of earth. A message crosses from the divine circle to the human circle. Do not weep. In any other context, this would be deeply offensive, would it not? Do not weep at a funeral for a boy. But in this context, something else is going on. Because in the next moment, these two circles not only meet, but they intersect. They overlap. Heaven and earth collide. Jesus goes up and reaches through, and he touches the open coffin. And with that touch, earth meets heaven. Grief meets joy. Darkness meets light. Death meets life. Humanity meets God. Death had taken a boy, and the hand of God invades that space, reaches in, and takes him right back. And then the ripple effect. Grief becomes awe, this kind of awe. What's going on here? And that becomes celebration, and mourning becomes glorification, and the little city of Nain becomes the dwelling place of God. And I think for us, we are given here an invitation. God's circle pressing into humanity's circle is not just some historical event relegated to the past from ancient times. It's not just for icons of old. This crossover is something we are invited to see daily. That when we are in the dark of any kind, I mean, everyone has their own dark or darks. When we are in the dark of any kind, that the divine might first launch words of light and life to us. There's always this preamble, something's coming that's good. And that certainly the divine will stretch out a healing hand to invade that dark space and to touch our lives. And not just reach from one circle to another at a distance. This isn't a distance thing. But merge the circles right where you live. Where there is pain, where there is anxiety, where there is grief, where you have sorrow, where you have fear, where you have shame, that's where you will first see the hand of light bringing a new circle into yours. Your life then, your life becomes the intersection. Your life becomes the mandorla. Your life is where grief meets joy, where dark meets light, where earth meets heaven. Your life is where humanity meets God. Amen.